Okay, so first of all, Yashkech to Heshi Kalis for bringing some well-needed food. And for giving the Ayom Kayach to be able to learn more. Isaac B'tzachet Tzivah, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yishalim Tzchorim. Okay, this week is Pashas Nitzavim, Nitzavim Vayelech. Pashas Nitzavim always falls out right before Rosh Hashanah. This year, Nitzavim Vayelech. If Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or on a Tuesday, then Nitzavim Vayelech are separate, because we have an extra Shabbos in between. And if Rosh Hashanah is any other day of the week besides for a Monday or a Tuesday, then Nitzavim Vayelech go together. Like this year, Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday. There's only one Shabbos that's available for Kriyas HaTorah afterwards, Shabbos Shuvah. Next Shabbos is Yom Kippur, and then already Chol Moed Sukkos, and then Parshas Bereishis. So when Rosh Hashanah is like this year on a Thursday, Nitzavim Vayelech go together. I'm not sure if the Sfas Emes asked when he was a little boy or somebody else asked the Sfas Emes. And the Sfas Emes asked, it says, Nitzavim Vayelech. Aren't the two names of the Parashiyos a contradiction? Nitzavim means standing still. Vayelech means going forward. If a person is Nitzavim standing still, he's not Vayelech. He's not going forward. A person is Vayelech. He's going forward. He's not Nitzavim. He's not standing still. And the Sfas Emes answered that Sefer Dvarim is Sefer Teichacha. It's a Sefer of Musa. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave Musa and Teichacha to Bnei Yisrael, Nitzavim Vayelech is Teichacha to Bnei Yisrael. Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, Nitzavim? After Nitzavim Hayoim? You're standing still? Vayelech Moshe. You have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to be Vayelech. You have to go and rise higher and higher. A person can't stand still. A person has to rise higher and higher. A malach stands still. A person is called the Oymed V'Hailech. A person moves. A person can't be Nitzavim standing still. But Hailech, a person has to rise and go from one Madrega to another Madrega. Atem Nitzavim Yom Kulchem. The Zoya Kodesh brings down. Come out to all the Sforim. Bring it down. Hayoim is a remnant to Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem. Today you're all standing before Hashem. Which is the one day a year everyone stands before Hashem? Kulchem lefnei Hashem ulakeichem, Rosh Hashanah. So the Hayoim is a remez to Rosh Hashanah. Roshaychem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, Mishetreichem, Koilish Yisrael. No matter who you are, the heads, the Zkenim, the Shoitrim, every Yish Yisrael, Tapchem, children, the Sheichem, the Noshim, the Geirim, Mechayti Vetzecho, Atshayv Mimecho, everybody is Atem Tzav Mayoim Kulchem. You all stand today before Hashem, a remez to the Yom Adin, to the day of Rosh Hashanah. The Sfarim will bring down the idea of Kulchem, of standing together. How is a person Zaycha B'Yom Adin? When Klal Yisrael stands together. When you stand, Atem Nitzav Mayom Kulchem, you stand all of you together. It's not me and him and them, it's everybody together. The Koyach of Achdos, the Koyach of Klal Yisrael bringing together, helps us withstand the Mishpat, the Din of Rosh Hashanah. By the Ashkenazim, the meaning is we start saying Slichas tomorrow night, Moitzoy Shabbos. It comes out every year we say Slichas by Pashas Nitzavim. Some years we start earlier, depending what day of the week Rosh Hashanah falls out on, but the latest possible time to say Slichas is like it is on this year, 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So this year we say Slichas Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah would have been earlier in the week, a Monday or a Tuesday, we would start the Motzei Shabbos before, a week before. But Nitzavim, whether Rosh Hashanah is early in the week or late in the week, we always say Slichos the week right after Pashas Nitzavim. And the Matan Moshe brings down a beautiful gematria. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. If you want to figure it out, it is up to 694. Atem is 441, Nitzavim is 192, Hayoim is 61, and here's the 694. The gematria of Lamoi to the Slichos, to stand up to say Slichos, or to wake up early to say Slichos, is exactly 694. A remez at Atem, Nitzavim Hayoim, when it comes Parshas Nitzavim, it's that time of year, Lamoi to the Slichos, to stand up to say Slichos. The Sfardim say Slichus the entire Chodesh Elul. The Ashkenazim, the minig is, we start a minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. And why do we start 4 days before? So there are many reasons that are given why we start Slichus 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. One reason is...
How many Sfardim? 2 weeks or a month?
A month. Chodesh Elul.
Wow.
Why 4 days? So the various reasons that are brought down. Of the famous reasons that are brought down, one is that there was a minhag people had to fast 10 days. To fast our service, we made tshuva all 10 days. But we can't fast all 10 days. Because we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. We have a Shabbos. And in Kippur itself, Erev Yom Kippur, a person has to eat. Erev Yom Kippur, a person can't fast. So of the 10 days, alright, but of the 10 days, there are 4 days that we have to eat. So, to be mashlim, those 4 days, you had to make the fast the days of Slichas. The 4 days of Slichas prior to Rosh Hashanah. So in order to keep that cheshbon of fasting 10 days, we will mashlim 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to make up for the 4 days of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva that we don't fast. Another famous reason is just like karbonos. A carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, the behema, needed bikur. Had to be inspected for a mum 4 days before it's being used for a carbon. By all of the karbonos, the musafim, it says, v'hikraftem oila. By Rosh Hashanah, it says a different lashon. The pasuk says, v'asisem oila. Not v'hikraftem, but v'asisem. You should make an oila. And the Sfarim explained, v'asisem oila means a person should make himself an oila. Rosh Hashanah, a person is like bringing himself as a carbon before Hashem. If a person is bringing himself as a carbon, v'asisem oila, you want to make yourself into an oila, a person needs bikur, needs inspection 4 days before. So we say Slicha is starting 4 days before as a way of inspecting ourselves and improving ourselves, being masakin ourselves, to be right to bring a carbon. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah, the Fezayin, the Ran brings down that the minig was to start saying Slichas on Chaf Hei Elul, on the 25th day of Elul. Why? Because Be'echad B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'ilam, and Echad B'Tishrei, the world was created, and the Ran explains that doesn't mean that the first day of Bria Ha'ilam was Echad B'Tishrei. It means Adam HaRishon, who was the Tachlis, the whole purpose of the world being created, was created on Echad B'Tishrei. If Adam HaRishon was created on Friday, Yom Vav, Echad B'Tishrei, if we trace our way back, Sunday is Chaf Hei Elul. Sunday is Chaf Hei Elul, Monday is Chaf Vav, Tuesday is Chaf Zayin, Wednesday is Chaf Ches, Thursday is Chaf Ches, Friday is Echad B'Tishrei. So since the world was created, started to be created, that Sunday was Chaf Hei Elul, the minhag was to start saying Slicha is Chaf Hei Elul. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, Chaf Hei Elul is on Shabbos. Chav Vav is Sunday. We can't start saying Slichas on Shabbos, so we start immediately afterwards. We start on Chav Vav Elul, the day after Chav Hei, we start saying Slichas prior to Rosh Hashanah. Slichas is a hachana, a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. A person who overlooks Slichas and wants to jump right into Rosh Hashanah is like coming into the Yom HaDin without any preparation at all. A person has to prepare beforehand. Slichas is a way of our preparing and asking and be mispalel and improving ourselves before we come to the Yom HaDin, before we come to Rosh Hashanah. The pasuk says later on, Ki karev elecha hadova ma'oid b'ficha u'b'lubavcha la'asaisai. Perek lamed pasuk yidalit. Ki karev elecha hadova ma'oid b'ficha u'b'lubavcha la'asaisai. Learning Torah is very close. It's b'ficha u'b'lubavcha. It's in your mouth, it's in your heart, it's within your power to do. And the Medrash brings down, the Devarim Rabbah, the Medrash brings down, Tipish nichnas l'beis ha-kinesis. A Tipish walks into the shul. A Tipish walks into the Beis Medrash. V'roya oisam oiskim b'tayra. And a Tipish sees people learning Torah. And he says, How can I learn Torah? How am I going to be able to learn Torah? And he gives up. He sees them learning, he can't understand, he gives up. How will I be able to learn Torah? The Medrash says, a marshal, somebody comes into a house and he sees a loaf of bread hanging from the ceiling. A loaf of bread is hanging. So the tippish says, I'll never reach it. I can never reach the loaf of bread. It's so high up, I'll never be able to reach it. And he walks out without eating. Can't reach the loaf of bread. The bekeach comes into the house. The chacham comes in, and the chacham says, if it's hanging from the ceiling, that means somebody put it there. If somebody put it there, there must be a way to reach it. I'll bring a ladder, I'll bring a pole, I'll bring a stick. There must be a way to reach it. The same way somebody put it up there, I'm able to take it down. And the bekeach finds a way, and he doesn't give up, and he takes down the loaf of bread. When the tippish walks into the Beis Medrash, and he sees people learning, I can't, when am I going to be able to learn? It's too high, I can't, and he walks out. What does the bekeach say? The bekeach says, Ani shayne perik echad b'cholim. I'll start off slowly, I'll learn one perik today, I'll learn another perik tomorrow, I'll learn another perik, I'll learn a bat gemara, I'll learn a perik, I'll learn a mesechta, and so on, slowly but surely the bekeach builds, one on top of another, until he's mesayim kol ha'tayra kuch. Ki korav elecha hadov ha'moid. Everybody has the ability to do so. Everybody could learn. A person has to go ahead and exercise the kayach that Hashem gave him to do so. But everybody has that ability. Everybody has that kayach. Everybody has that kayach to learn. The Targum Yoinesin says on this pasuk, Hatayra kroiva eleichem bebeis ha-medrish. The Torah is close to you in the Beis HaMedrash. Pischu pichem lahagos bo. Open up your mouths to learn it. Taru lipchem lasoisu lakaima. And cleanse your hearts to be mekayim the Torah and fulfill the Torah. Torah is available for all. A person has to make that effort. When a person makes the effort and a person tries, Habala Tahar Messiah Noisoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps a person achieve. The Medrash also brings down Reb Chiya. He met this Amoritz who didn't learn, and he said to him, why don't you learn? And the Amoritz said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give me seichel to learn. I don't have a head to learn. So he asked the Amoritz, and how do you earn a panasa? How do you make a living? He says he takes nets, he sells nets to trap fish, and he puts out the nets in the water, and he traps the fish. So he asked him, and who taught you how to make the nets? Who taught you how to trap the fish? I don't know, I picked it up. But you have to make a panasa, you find an eitzah. So he told him, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the brains and gave you the seichel to earn a panasa and to be able to earn a living, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the seichel to be able to learn. But a person has to want. He has to try. A person tries. A person wants. Habala tar messiah noisai. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. It's not too far away. It's not covered. Torah is available for everybody to learn, provided a person tries. A person makes that Kabbalah. A person makes that effort. He's matzlich. Pasuk says, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chof, V'shafto ad Hashem lekecha. Should return to Hashem. Do tshuva. The pasuk mentions a few times in this week's parasha of the shafta Hashem lekecha to do tshuva, to return to Hashem. The Arid.
No, it's on Shabbos.
Okay. The. It's better to say a story in the dark. No, I'm fine. Okay. The Shafto Hashem Elokecha, the Arizal brings down the word Shuva. They spell Tof Shin Vav Veis Hey, and the Arizal says the letters Tof Shin Vav Veis Hey are a remnant to five psukim that teach us how to do Shuva. The Tof stands for Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. Pasuk of Tomati, of be complete with Hashem. Amun Pshuta, trust in Hashem. The Pasuk of Shin stands for Shvisi Hashem, Lenegdi Samut. Hashem is always connected me. A person should always picture as if he's standing in front of Hashem. The Vav stands for V'yahavta L'riyacha Kamaicha. You should love your friend like yourself. A person can't do tshuva unless he cares about other people. V'yahavta L'riyacha Kamaicha. The Beis stands for B'chol D'Rechecha D'Eihu. For all your ways, however you act, whatever you do, know Hashem. Recognize Hashem in all your actions, whatever you do. And the Hei stands for Hikon Yilukras L'Kecho Yisrael. Prepare yourself to greet Hashem, to meet Hashem. Always be prepared. Always keep yourself Tohar V'Kadosh. Prepared to be able to meet, to daven, say a bracha, to meet Hashem. So tshuva, the Arizal says, is merumas, these five psukim, tam ti Hashem alakecha, shivisi Hashem unegdi samid, v'ahavta l'riyachla kamaycha, b'chol d'rechecha d'eyu, and hikra l'kras alakecha yisra. Nice little remez for tshuva. It comes this time of year, so most people are busy, and we don't always feel the opportunity this time of year represents. The time, the opportunity that Elul, Yimei Aslichus, Aseret Yimei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur present. There's a beautiful marshal from the Dumno Magid. I know we said over, but it's a very powerful, powerful marshal, and the message is very, very clear. The king's son rebelled against his father, and the king had to send his son away from the palace out into the world. And the son went wandering off on his own, without any support, without any of his money, and the son wandered around, and the son had to find a job. He had no means of support. And the son wasn't used to doing much work outside of the palace. And he joins up with some people that work with coal, digging coal, and he ends up digging coal in a mine, a coal miner, and he ends up digging coal with the other workers. This goes on for a while. That from digging coal, a person becomes all dirty, filled with soot, black from digging coal. And after a year goes by, he hears that his father, the king, is coming to this city to pay a visit to the dignitaries, to the people in the city. And he figures, here's my chance. My father's coming. I'll be able to go to my father and ask him to have Rachmanis. I'm sorry, and take me back. And that day, he comes running straight from the coal mines. He hears the king's carriage is driving down the main street. It's coming through the city. And as the king's carriage is coming through, he comes running up to the carriage. Have rachmanis on me. Save me, save me. And the king looks out, and all he sees is this black. His face is covered with black with coals from working in the mine. And the king's officers push him away and say, who are you? You don't belong here. Who are you to approach the king's carriage? And he says, I'm the king's son. And they look at him, the king looks at him, I don't recognize him, he's not my son. His face is covered all with black from working in the coal mines. I don't recognize him. I'm his son. They push him away, they don't want him to come near the king. And the son starts to cry. He starts to cry, this is his last chance to save himself. The king should save him and take him back, and the king's not interested in seeing him. And he starts to cry. And as he starts to cry, the tears start to wash away, the black on his face. And as he cries, the tears wash away the soot and the coals that are covering his face. And suddenly, as the king sees him crying, and the black starts to wash away, and he's crying, the king recognizes that's his son. And he says, come, now I recognize that you're my son. Says a dumno magid. The marshal is obvious. A whole year round, we're away from the king's palace. A whole year round, we're out in the world. We're far away. And we get ourselves all dirty, and our various, with things we did wrong, and our tithes, we get ourselves all schmutz. We come Rosh Hashanah time, Hashem have rachmanis, and the malachim look at us. Who's he? He's all black. He's all full of avarice. Who's he to come close to Hashem? And then a person starts to cry. A person gives a little krechs. A person cries. And as he cries, he starts to wash away all the schmutz, all the dirt of the Averis that he did. And slowly but surely, as he starts to cry, he starts to wash away the schmutz. Suddenly, oh! He's a Ben Yochid, he's Hashem's son. He's born Matam Hashem Ulakechem. Let him in, let him come close to Hashem. We have to do a little tshuva on our part. We have to do a little tshuva. And we have to prepare before Rosh Hashanah. A little krechs, a little cry, brings us closer to Hashem. The ideas brought down, the tekiya, shvarim trua, a trua is a washing of shava, being broken. Shvarim is broken. The shaif is like a person krechsing from his heart. Gives out a krechs, a sigh. Oi! Look where I fell. Look what I did a whole year round. Person gives out a krechs, a sigh, he's able to do tshuva to come close to Hashem. But we have to do something. We have to show that we're sincere about doing tshuva and give a little krechs. Give a little cry and wash away some of our avaris, cleanse ourselves to be prepared to stand before Hashem. So chreinu l'chaim, melchofetz b'chaim, v'chosveinu b'seif ha'chaim, l'man chilakim chaim. Everybody knows that by heart. So chreinu l'chaim. in the later years of the Chofetz Chaim's life, when he was elderly, he didn't daven in the yeshiva in Radin, he davened at home, he had a minyan in the house. One Rosh Hashanah, he asked to be brought to the yeshiva, and they brought him to the yeshiva, and he came in and he stood by the door. He was too shvach to walk up to the front, and he stood by the door, and he said, I have a bakasha to ask the oilam. I have a bakasha to ask from everybody here. And the oilam was quiet. And Chofetz Chaim said, over, we daven every tefillah starting from Rosh Hashanah until after Yom Kippur, Zachreinu l'chayim melech chofetz b'chayim. Since the Olam teaches, the Olam translates, Zochreinu l'chayim, melech chofetz b'chayim. Zochreinu l'chayim, remember us for life. Who? Melech chofetz b'chayim. Because you're the king that wants us to live. You're the king that wants us to live. You want to see us, chas v'shalom, the other way around. But you're a king who's chofetz b'chayim. So remember us for life, melech chofetz b'chayim. Because you are the melech who wants us to live. That's the way the Velt translates. Said the Chofetz Chaim, but I'm asking everyone to have in mind another kavana. There's another kavana in the words Melech Chofetz B'chaim. Zochreinu L'chaim, remember us for life, Melech Chofetz B'chaim. What kind of life are we asking for? What kind of life are we asking you, Hashem? We're asking you for a chayim that Melech Chofetz, a chayim that you want us to live. We're asking you for a life that will be able to live Melech Chofetz B'chaim, a life that the king approves of, that the king wants us to live that way. We're not asking for chayim because we have our tithes. We're not asking for chayim because we have our nesyonis in life, our tithes, our averus, money for ourselves. We're asking for keret Melech Chofetz B'chaim. We're asking for a life that the king wants us to live. We're asking for a life of righteousness, a life of schusim that the king wants us, that the king wants us to live. We come, we ask for chayim. Why does a yid ask for chayim? Why does a yid ask for life? Not for himself. We ask for chayim to be able to serve Hashem, to be able to do mitzvahs, to be able to serve, to be able to serve Hashem. A yid needs parnasa. What does a yid do with his parnasa? A yid goes ahead, stalker. Shabbos, tuition, everything a yid has is used for mitzvahs. Whatever we have, Hashem is just kayach. We use our kayach to serve Hashem, to help others do a chesed, to serve Hashem. Zochreinu l'chayim, we ask Hashem for chayim. Hashem, please give us chayim. Why? Because we'll use the chayim the way you want us to use it. We're using the chayim the right way. We need all these needs that we have and all the requirements that we have. Why? Because it's melech chofetz b'chayim, the way you want us to live. Let us be zeichet to have a chayim that we're able to serve you. Zochreinu l'chayim, melech chofetz b'chayim. A chayim that will be able to serve you properly. Please fulfill our bakashas because we need it in order to serve Hashem properly. It comes right before Rosh Hashanah. It comes in Ne'as Slichas, and already I heard it this week. People are complaining. Oy, Slichas, I have to be up late Motzei Shabbos. I have to get up early next week. How am I going to do it? Wake up! Why are we complaining for? It's an opportunity. It's a matana min Hashemayim to do Sasei Slichas. It's a present. We have a chance to plead, cry before Hashem, ask Hashem. Good, we say Slichas, maybe it's a little bit too fast. And we say Slichas, we're a little bit tired. But we're pleading before Hashem, we're asking Hashem, please take us back. And that's what we're complaining about. We're complaining we have to get up a little bit earlier. We have to stay up a little bit late. If someone has an appointment with the king, if he had the meeting 4 o'clock in the morning, he'd be there 4 o'clock in the morning. And he wouldn't sit and complain. It might be hard. It might not be the regular schedule. But for a few days, to give it up, to have an opportunity, use the opportunity. Don't waste it away. The opportunity is here. Fakert. But many of the chassidim in Ovil doesn't daven the Yimei Slichas. It's a shikol yomtiv. Yimei Rachim, Yimei Slichas, and Ovil doesn't daven for the Ovid. The different minhagim. And they don't get an Ovil daven because it's Yimei Rachim, Yimei Slichas. It's special days. These are not days that a person should waste away and sit and complain. If you have a present from the king, don't throw it away. Use it the right way. Anybody with a little seichel realizes, they come to Slichas, they say, "Tachanun mechroshim defachnu dolasecha." We bang on your door like an oni asking. We're all aniim asking Hashem for slicha, mechila, kapara. None of us could stand and say we were perfect last year. No one could say we were perfect last year. We all know, everyone knows what he has to fix. He has to be misaking. We have a chance to be misaking. Use it the right way. Instead of sitting and complaining that slichas, it's too early, I can't come, it's too hard, I'm tired. Work it. If something's important to a person, he works it out. We all know that. When something's important to us, we find an etzah. We find a way how to work it out, how to be up early, how to stay up late, how to work around the regular schedule, instead of complaining. And the truth is, I won't say anything, but I already heard it this week from people. Oh, slichus is coming. How could you complain? Kedal mechoroshim is preparation before Rosh Hashanah. A person who doesn't prepare and just walks in the door, he's walking into court without a preparation beforehand. It's not a good move at all. I'll tell over the story with the horse, which I said over many times, but I didn't say it over this year yet. Okay, to say it over?
Buy me a time.
Well, he's going to get angry at me. What?
You're into
Mishmar? Okay, say it over. Okay. He's having a call.
Shulam Mishmar.
Okay, I'm not gonna, okay. Remind me one night, maybe we'll say it over one night, okay? Okay. I just want to learn very fast for maybe 5 minutes, a little Siva Shalom. Just a little idea into Rosh Hashanah. Okay. If anybody wants to go upstairs, because I'm tired. I don't need to hold anybody back to Rosh Hashanah.
What's this? Siva Shalom.
Who's that? Siva Shalom. Swanim Rebbe. Swanim Rebbe, that's
now.
You've done it before. Okay. The safe is upstairs in base membership. If you have a chance, take out the first piece in Rosh Hashanah, which this is from, and go through it. It will change your whole outlook on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? There seems to be a little of a contradiction in Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk in Nechemiah tells the people not to cry, not to be sad, not to be depressed, but fakert. It's a yomtiv, put on white begodim, bench a shechiyonu, and eat a suda and party. What is Rosh Hashanah? Yom Hadin, the yomtiv, a party? Okay. So by Oisei, Valpi hadvarim ha'elu yivua, ma'ashe Rosh Hashanah hu yom chagenu. Rosh Hashanah is a yomtiv, the life shimbol of honor, we dress in white, mubarachim shechiyonu, we make a bracha shechiyonu al yom hazeh. Why? Hakoyl mitam shu yoim ischachus habris ben kutshu brichu b'Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah is a time of year when Hashem renews His bris with Bnei Yisrael. Atem nitzav ma'yoim kuchem lofnei Hashem alkeichem la'ovrecha b'vris. Every year when it comes Rosh Hashanah, Hashem renews His special bris that He has with Bnei Yisrael. U'muva ma'sha'om ha'nechemya la'om. And now we understand what Nechemiah said to Bnei Yisrael, Hayoim kodoshu Hashem Elokeinu. Al tisavlu, don't be in avegos. V'al tifkul, don't cry. V'chu ichu mashmanim shesu mampakin. Go and eat delicacies, drink sweets. Ki atfisa shel ha'om b'Rosh Hashanah. The people made a mistake. They understood, their understanding of Rosh Hashanah, Haysa was, shu yoim din al ha'ovar. It was a yoim din about the past. Persons being judged about the past. They were crying like an ovel, like one who cries on a mace. There's no hope. They knew the avarice they did. They knew what happened the last year. They were crying about the past, and that's why they were sad for Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, Nechemiah said to them, no, ichu mashmanim, fakert. It's a yomtiv. Celebrate, eat. Hainu es hamashmanim v'mamtakim, shiyesh biyam al-kodesh hazeh. The sweetness on the Siyam HaKadosh. Ki Kodosh HaYoyim, the day is Kodosh Ra'adonenu to Hashem. Shu Yoyim Krisas Bris Mechadosh. Rosh Hashanah is a day of a new bris. Hashem makes a new bris with Bnei Yisrael. Uvoy, and on that day, on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Yehudi Mamlech Olav Mechadosh as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every year it accepts Hashem as king anew. We crown Hashem king again. Kibbu Aleichem as HaBris Mikan Rabo. Nechemiah told them, be Mekabel the bris for the future. Don't look at the past. About the past, you're going to cry. Be nervous. That's not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is be mekabel Hashem as Melech, and that you could start right now. Hashem is starting a new year, a new cheshbon, a new bris. Be mekabel Hashem as Melech from today on. And he says that fits in with the Toldos Yaakov Yosef explains. It's a little bit a different pshat. Naim Chazal. Chazal tell us Kimmel Sfarim Niftochim Rosh Hashanah. There are three Sfarim open in Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim, Gemurim, Nechtovim, V'Nechtomim, La'alt, L'Chaim. Tzadikim, Gemurim are written and signed right away, L'Chaim. The Rishoyim, Beinanim, are Tzuyim, Va'imdim. They hang till Rosh Hashanah, they wait. And Rishoyim are L'Meso. Hainu, says the Toldos, the Pshad is, She'paischim, Shiloisha, Sfarim, Chadoshim. There are three new Sfarim open. There's a Sefer HaChaim, a Sefer of Tzadikim, a Sefer of Beinanim, a Sefer of Rishoyim. Shekol echad roishim es atzmoi l'shana chadosha be'ez sheraitza. Each person now has a chance. Which sefer do we want to be in? Which sefer do you want to end up in for the coming year? V'mekabel olav l'shana chadosha. If a person takes upon himself for the coming year, v'yais nimne bein atzadikim, to be included among the tzaddikim, v'shiyimala yehudoi v'tafkidoi b'loma mi'ato, and he's mekab himself, he's going to do his, he'll fulfill his job in this world, and behave the way he should, and do what's proper, azeh nechtovim v'nechtomim la'at l'chaim. He's written l'chaim. It's l'haba. Where do you want to be? Which book do you want to end up in? U'beninim rishoyim, hanu egu shiloi mekab mulayim, those that are not mekabel on themselves, umale yesiudom v'tafkidom b'shana haba, to fulfill their purpose, their tafkin in the coming year. Memeila ein lehem oy tafkid b'olamam. They have no purpose in the world, and therefore they can be judged l'misa. Only a person who's mekabel on himself, the bris, and accepts Hashem as melech, has a right to go on, and he can be written in the sefer of Chaim. Okay, let's umavu l'fi zeh heitiv she'ein b'chal stira. There's no contradiction. On one hand, Rosh Hashanah is a yomtiv and we dress in white. On the other hand, the Gemara says we don't say Hallel. Because the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim are open in front of Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is a chag. It's a new bris. Just like by Matan Torah, there's a new Kabbalah HaTorah, there's a new bris, and we're accepting Hashem as king. It's a new Kabbalah. But because there are Sifrei Meisim that are open, we don't say Shiro. We could also explain Mashik Shinu. This that we asked. How could it be? Should be Yom Kippurim, should be Chasim Esadin VaMishpat, Yom Kippur, the day when the din is sealed, and day of judgment, Hugam Yom Mechila, the day of forgiveness. Klum Masay Parim Yesh B'din. Is there any favoritism by din? If a person is being judged, how does Mechila help? A person comes to court, he's being judged for what he did. What do you mean Yom Kippur and Yom Mechila? The Lefi Hamavua Shehamishpat Berosh Hashanah Beikroy Einoy Lahatel Anshim. It's a whole different view. The idea of Rosh Hashanah is not to put punishment on people, not to punish a person. The mishpat on Rosh Hashanah is elim kedai hu ki yumoi shel ha'adam ba'olam l'kras es chachus hashanah. Does a person kedai? Does he want to be part of the bris? Does he want to be part of be mekabel Hashem as melech for the coming year? The yachad and zois, together with that, and kol abriya kedoyes l'skayim, is the whole world roi to exist. Shareyim loy barisi, if not for the Torah. If Klal Yisrael doesn't accept the Torah, chukos shemayim baritz l'samti, the world can't exist. Alkei mischadeshes habrisim Yisrael. Hashem renews the bris with Yisrael. V'akadosh Baruch Hu is meichel lehem, u'paseich lehem daf chodosh b'chaim. Hashem opens up a new page in life. Kedei shemi'ata yuchu akayim es hakoyel. So that from now on, they could be mekayim everything, v'tilehem z'chus kiyim b'zerah, v'zchus to exist. Shiyamalu as Yehudom etafkidim by fulfilling the tafkid by Romim in this world. I love mishpat. Haynu lahavi inyin zem mishpat. This kind of mishpat. Hem kedaihu hemshech kiyumam gam acha mechiloson va'acha kabloson rabo. Are they going to be mekabel for the habo? A person is mekabel on himself to accept the bris. Hashem is melech zeichet to live for another year. So the judgment is not so much for ancient, but rather where a person stands. Is he in Sifrei Chaim or not? If you have a chance, take on the Sifrei Chaim, the first piece of Rosh Hashanah, much greater detail, but it's a very tremendous insight. Rosh Hashanah is a double-edged. On one hand, there's a judgment, but on the other hand, it's a Yom Tov, and a day of Kedusha, because that's when we enter a new bris, a new Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemayim. Okay. Sifrei Chaim, a good convention. I'm sorry to go on your time.